Hello, everyone in Construction Land. Welcome to our podcast, Constructive Conversations, your source for anything and everything construction related and a little bit more. This podcast is brought to you by the fine folks of Brown Edwards & Company. Our guest today is Kevin Birch with CNA Surety. Kevin is the Regional AVP and Territorial Underwriting Officer for the Southeast region. As we'll get into in a little bit also, Kevin is a CCIFP, Certified Construction Industry Financial Professional, as designated by the CFMA. Kevin also carries the AFSB designation for Associates in Fidelity and Surety Bonding. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for the invite. It's great to see you again. And it's great to see you. Thank you for this great opportunity.
You likewise, and you're very welcome. I know back in the spring we had a great conversation and found out that we had a lot of similar interests and commonalities, and thought it would be a no-brainer to have you on the podcast. So glad to have you here and look forward to everything you have to say today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So Kevin, please just give us a little background on yourself, you know, where you're from, where you are now, your education, profession, and family hobbies.
Sure. Thank you again for the invite. It's a pleasure for me to join you and to be here and just share a few thoughts of topics and trends and issues that are affecting and impacting the construction industry. I live in Columbus, Ohio, a suburb of Columbus, Westerville, Ohio, although not from Ohio. I originally grew up in Illinois, grew up in a small farming community in central Illinois, went to college, went to Illinois State University, and received a bachelor's of finance at Illinois State University. From there, right out of school, I took an employment opportunity with a bonding company that took us to San Antonio, Texas. We were there for training just for about a year or so. And from there, we moved to Houston, Texas. We're there for a couple of years. We then moved to Des Moines, Iowa, and then Louisville, Kentucky, and then Indianapolis, and then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, back to Indianapolis, and then finally here in Columbus, Ohio. So we've been in Columbus, Ohio for, 16, 17 years or so. I've been with CNA Surety for, this is 25 years. I've been with CNA for 25 years now. I've been in the business 30 years, providing surety credit for construction contractors of really all types and all sizes. I handle a region for CNA Surety. We have several regions, five regions. I handle the Southeast region of the company, of the country. That really, the Southeast region of our company stretches from Michigan to east of the Mississippi, down through Ohio, down through the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama. So I handle the region. We have 8 or 9 offices in the region. I work with the staff in that region, providing surety credit for our construction clients. So I travel a lot. In fact, tomorrow I'll jump on a plane and I'll be in New Orleans until Friday. But it's a great business.
Oh, definitely. It sounds like this profession has had you all around the country, and you've got to see a lot and still getting to see a lot. You're traveling to clients, checking out job sites, different companies, things like that. So
every client is different. Every job site is different. Every contractor client has a different strategy, perhaps a different skill set, talent. We bond all types and sizes of contractors, whether they be DOT, heavy equipment contractors, mechanical, electrical, roofing, trade contractors. So we really we have a sweet spot of construction clients. And that sweet spot is probably a contract that has a revenue of 10 million to probably a billion plus. So it's a pretty wide sweet spot, but that's where those are where our strengths are in those size contractors.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a broad range of contractors that you all service and cover, and your market area also.
Yeah, it sure is.
So, as I mentioned in the introduction, you are a CCIFP, and as well as I am, and also Brown Edwards has a total of, I believe, 12 CCIFPs in our firm. So to our firms, the CCIFP designation is something that we really we really strive for and promote. So to hear that you were a fellow CCIFP, you know, that rang home to myself and Craig Daniels, who also met with you. But could you tell us more about the CCIFP designation and about the CFMA organization itself?
Sure. The CCIFP is an acronym for Certified Construction Industry Financial Professional. It is affiliated with the CFMA organization. CFMA is an acronym for Construction Financial Management Association. It's a very good organization. It has multiple chapters around the country. I believe there are four chapters in Ohio, of which I'm a member of the Central Ohio CFMA chapter. I've been a CCIFP since 2008. And so that was shortly after I came to Ohio. And the business that we are in is a very competitive business. And so being new to Ohio and new to the landscape of Ohio clients and partners that we do business with, I really had to figure out and find a way to differentiate myself from the multitude of other competitors in the business. So one of the ways I did that was set for the CCIFP exam, and I passed that in 2008. Actually drove to, I think it was Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, set for that 3 or 4 hour exam, and took that exam. So I think that for me, the CCIFP has allowed me to differentiate. It brings certified credentials. It implies a commitment to the construction industry. It implies an understanding of construction accounting, which is a very unique, has some very unique standards when it comes to construction accounting, contract assets, contract liabilities, underbillings, overbillings, understanding how that is calculated and what that means in terms of underbillings and overbillings, understanding those intricacies of construction accounting is important, is absolutely critical. And so the CCIFP has allowed me to really differentiate my commitment, my understanding, my knowledge, expertise in the competitive landscape that we operate in. I've never sat for the CPA exam. I was a finance grad. So I've never sat for the CPA, but I'm very proud and very happy to be part of the family of CCIFPs around the country. I'm not sure how many there are. I think there's several thousand, maybe 2,500. But I think I hold certificate number, I think it's 508. So it's a great credential. It's a construction financial industry credential that immediately speaks of the expertise and the understanding of not only the construction industry and the issues that contractors face, but also the financial issues that are so unique to the construction industry.
Right. Right. And having set for that exam myself, you know, it gives me an understanding of what others that hold the same designation, what they had to study and what knowledge base that they have also in the construction industry, not just the financial statement level, but the taxation, the HR, the legal part of it. I mean, it's a fairly rounded exam. And you know, when you see somebody with that designation, then you ought to know that they have a really good knowledge base of what it takes to either run a construction company or to analyze financial statements.
Yeah, you're right. That exam is pretty comprehensive. There's a legal component. There's a heavy financial component, technology, HR, risk management, insurance. So it really is. You're right. It's a pretty comprehensive exam. I think back in the day when I studied for it, I probably studied 30 to 40 hours for the exam. I probably studied too long for it, but it prepared me well to set for and have confidence in passing the exam. Mm-hmm.
Well, Brown Edwards, like I said, we're pro CCIFP, pro CFMA. We're actually here in Charleston, trying to organize a West Virginia chapter of CFMA, which none exists right now. But we're active in other state CFMA chapters, you know, throughout Tennessee and Virginia. So,
yeah, that's great. I think that's fantastic that you and the other professionals there at Brown Edwards and other local professionals are trying to organize a CFMA chapter in Charleston. I'll be at the chapter in Louisville, Kentucky, at the end of October. I'll be on a panel discussion with several other surety companies, providing some insights relative to the surety industry and surety credit for those contractors that are attending. So that'll be end of October. That'll be attending that conference and be part of a panel discussion there.
Yeah. And not to brag on you, but I'm going to, but that also has afforded you the opportunities to, like you just said, speak at these engagements, be published. And I believe you've also taught some webinars and things like that. So it's been a lot of opportunities with CFMA.
Yeah, CFMA is just it's a great professional organization. It's a great organization, a great way to learn from other professionals. I think it's a high quality organization, and the CCIFP is a way for one to demonstrate their commitment, their understanding, their expertise. I have spoken at the National CFMA Conference, not this year, not fiscal 24, but in fiscal 23, and I think it was fiscal 22, maybe in the year prior. But it's a great organization, and I encourage and support anyone, any financial professional in the construction industry to seek out and find the CFMA organization and seek out and become a CCIFP.
So there you all have it. This wraps up another episode of Constructive Conversations. Kevin, I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak today and answer all of our questions and, you know, just be another voice for the construction industry. And we hope to have you back again on here sometime soon.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for the invite. It's great to see you again, and best wishes to you, and hope to see you soon.
Appreciate that. So make sure to subscribe to our Brown Edwards YouTube channel and watch for future episodes and wherever you get your podcasts. So this has been your host, Eddie Thompson. So long until next time.